This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose says the state's voting systems are secure and ready for 2020. But the League of Women Voters is concerned about voter turnout. LaRose has been touring each of Ohio's 88 boards of elections. He finished up last week in Akron, touting more than $114 million spent this year to equip almost every county with new voting machines. He estimates another $13 to $15 million in federal Help America Vote Act funds is on its way. And he says counties will be completing his 34-point voting security checklist by the end of next month to ensure readiness. Jen Miller, executive director of Ohio's League of Women Voters, is encouraged by that, but says the larger issue is increasing voter turnout, especially with next year's primary coming on St. Patrick's Day.
Polling locations will likely have to change. There could be road closures because of parades. So especially for the primary, we encourage early voting throughout the state.
Miller adds that the state is also more secure thanks to the recent creation of the Ohio Cyber Reserve, consisting of IT professionals that can be deployed to combat attacks on government websites. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.